Hi, welcome back to another episode of the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I'm your host, Abby Williams. This week, I'm welcoming on Greta Eskridge. Greta is a second-generation homeschooling mom of four, a wife of 23 years, and an author and speaker. She is a nature lover, book reader, and coffee drinker. Greta cares deeply about creating connection, preserving childhood, and chasing adventure. She loves to travel the country, sharing her message of joyful, connected parenting. In today's episode, Greta and I bond over our love for adventure and our desire to experience these adventures with our little people. Greta's first book, Adventuring Together, released in July of 2020, and she's here today to talk about her newest book, 100 Days of Adventure, which came out in March of this year, 2022. This book is so encouraging and so inspiring. I highly recommend it. Go pick it up wherever you buy your books. It's broken up into seasons and gives you so many ideas and tips to make it easy and fun. You can find Greta over on Instagram at mompawmodern. Or you can find more of her writing at gretaeskridge.com. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope that it encourages you to adventure with your children. And if you do enjoy today's episode, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review. Your support here on the podcast always means the world to me, and I so appreciate you being here. So let's get started. Cheers. Greta, welcome to the Mimosas with Moms podcast. I am so excited that you are joining me here today because I am an adventure junkie. So I'm so excited to be sharing your book with my listeners so that they have some adventures to pull from. But first, tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay, thanks for having me, first of all. Yeah. And I'm Greta and I love adventure. A big part of why we have chosen to adventure as a family and make it part of our family culture is that I just really want to pursue connection in a disconnected world. Yeah. And for us, adventure has been a great way to achieve that. And it's like I always remind families that adventure is the vehicle. It's not the goal. The goal is connection.
Yeah.
But it's just been a really powerful way for us to connect as a family. We have four kids and they range in age from 18 down to 10, three boys and one girl. And even though we are together a lot all the time, it feels like because we also homeschool, connection doesn't just happen automatically. Yeah. It's something that we have to be intentional about. And it was just so important to me from the time my kids were little that we wouldn't like reach the teenage years and everybody would just be slamming doors and off doing their own thing. And we all hated each other. Like that was not the vision I had. And so we've just pursued connection from the time they were little through homeschooling, but also, like I said, through adventure. So besides homeschooling and raising four kids, I'm married to an artist. And so our house is full of color and creativity. We love to read. We love to be outside. We live in Southern California, so that's pretty easy to do. We've got good weather a lot. Yeah. And I write. I have two books that I've written and speak. And that's pretty much where we're at.
So Greta, I love this. I love like that you've talked about, you know, even though you're with your family all the time because you're homeschooling, connection doesn't just happen.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's really important. And I think that, you know, that kind of takes maybe the pressure off of some parents who feel like, you know, oh my gosh, I'm working or my kids are in a school setting. I'm not with my kids all the time. How do I make these connections happen? Right. And this is like a universal thing.
Yes.
Connection takes work.
It does.
It does. So what are some ways that, you know, you talked about this adventure being a part of your connection. It's the vehicle to the connection.
Yeah.
What are like, how, what does that vehicle look like? How are you creating these connections with your kiddos?
Well, for us, like I said, we have sort of picked adventure as our connecting tool.
Right.
And part of that stemmed just from my experience as a young mom. I had four kids, you know, ages like 7 and under. And you know what that's like? There's just this constant, like making sure you stick to the schedule, get the kids down for nap time so you have a moment to breathe, and sweeping up crumbs, you know, after every meal, and picking up the same toys again and again. And I just felt sometimes like I needed to break free of that routine and that everyday experience. I needed something that would take me away from my to-do list, away from that routine, away from that schedule, which was important because kids need that. But also I, as a mom, needed a break from it so that I would be able to just really focus on looking my kids in the eyes and being like, I love to be with you. Like, I want to enjoy you. I don't want to just think what's next on my daily schedule.
Yeah.
How that I can survive this day. I needed it. Like I craved it. And I knew just my personality, I needed to step outside of that routine. And so we just started once a week going on a little adventure. And when they were small, it really was a little adventure. Like we would go to a nature center where the trails were marked and I didn't have to worry about, you know, having to help my little kids pee in the woods, even though I have 3 sons, so they would have been fine with it. You know, but there were bathrooms and there were docents, and it was really doable when everybody was small and I was trying to just keep track of everyone and make sure no one was wandering off the trail. And every week, just sometimes revisiting the same places, sometimes going to new places, but getting outside of the routine, saying, oh, this time we're going to a museum this week. Let's prep for what that's going to look like. 4 small kids to a museum. Oh my gosh. Can it be done? Yes, it can. We picked kid friendly museums. But choosing to make it a regular part of our life once a week, going out on these adventures, it really did help. It was something for all of us to look forward to. It shook us out of our routine. But like I said, more than anything for me, it just helped me stop in my kind of head down, got to get through this day, get this done.
Yeah.
It took me out of that and helped me look up, look in my kids' eyes and be like, man, I love being with you.
Yeah. No, I love that because I feel like we get in that, right? It's really hard to get out of that, whether you're working, not working.
Right.
You know, we all have those routines and like all those things do need done, right? You know, you do have to sweep up the crumbs under the table. Yes. You do have to worry about their education or, you know, helping them learn things.
Right.
You know, you do have to worry about the nap time schedules, you know. Yeah. So I love your like metaphor of looking up from the routine.
Yeah.
I love that.
And even if it's, you know, if you can't do it every week, of course I had a little more luxury in my schedule because I was homeschooling and I was a full-time stay-at-home mom. But if you don't have the luxury of that, it can be once a month. Like it can be something that you schedule 2 evenings a month, where you maybe take a class with your child or, attend like library in the evening hours, whatever it is, like you, of course you have to work within the confines of your schedule and what you can do. But the point is not that you say, oh, well, I can't, like, I don't have enough time. None of us have enough time, right? Like we can always find things that have to be done. But the point is that the creating connection does take intentionality. It does take, it takes an element of sacrifice, really saying no to some things to say yes to this. Mm-hmm. And so however you make that work within the confines of your schedule, your budget, your routine, the important thing is making it happen regularly, whether that's every week, every other week, once a month, but it's something that you can mark on the calendar and say, this is going to happen because it matters that much.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Like you're kind of taking the pressure off of that. It needs to be this like all the time thing,
right?
You know, cause I think that then it becomes like one more thing on the to-do list for moms. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, like we hear all these things that like you need to be doing. And so you're like, okay, every day I need to be connecting with my child for this researched amount of time, right? There's all the data on it out there in the world. And I'm sure there's like, you know, great things about this, right? But it becomes one more thing to do, and it becomes something that if you're not doing, you have mom guilt about. Mm. You're shaming yourself if you're not getting to it, you know, and like every family is running differently.
Right.
So that, you know, like you said, like you were able to do this once a week thing. And I know we were chatting off air before we pressed record that like I have grand ideas about what the summer is going to look like with all my kids being home, right? And I want like Tuesdays to be like our adventure Tuesdays. Mm. And like every week we're going to go do something on Tuesday that's like just me and the kids.
Yeah.
And not other families, you know, not the friend time. It's just going to be us and we're going to find something new. They're probably going to be free. And you know what I mean? But like, yeah, you can find these things that are fun that like you don't go explore throughout the whole year.
Yeah.
You know, because like my kids are in schools. And yeah, you know, and I think we do like things throughout the school year too, but it's probably not on like a weekly basis, right? Yeah. And like, it sucks.
Yeah, it's, but some, you know that's what I mean? What's so fun about summer, yeah, is just, yeah, the idea of like, wow, we have a little more freedom.
Let loose. Yeah.
Yeah. We can do things, yeah, that maybe are outside of our norm, yeah, because we don't have to get back for, you know, yeah, sports schedules or whatever, right, it is. It's just, right, I mean, I love summer. Like, I always am just, I'm just so excited when summertime rolls around. Dang. And I'm kind of, even though I'm ready to get back to the routine,
I know,
at the end of summer, true, but there's also a part of me that's like, oh, but the freedom, I love that freedom. It's so,
you know,
cool.
It is so fun. And I always like at the beginning, I'm like, I go in. So like, yes, yeah, yes, I'm so ready for like the break of routine and like just all the freedom and the fun stuff. By the end, you're like, okay, we need to get back on track here. The wheels have kind of fallen off, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, but it's like fun because I think that, you know, especially like as the kids get older, you know, friends become more of a priority,
right,
you know, that's developmentally, you know, normal.
Right.
But like having these scheduled times of, but this is like our time for connection. And I, yeah, love that you're like, you know, I intentionally was setting up to not have teenagers that were like slamming the door. So, yeah, we don't want to have a relationship with you, mom. Right. So what were some things like early on? I know that you talked about, you know, like taking them to a nature center, mm-hmm, taking them to the museums. But how are you, I guess, like, because I think that there's a great balance in taking, mm-hmm, your kids on these things, on these adventures, and not being so stressed out or, right, being able to set yourself up for success so that you are actually connecting with them on these, yeah, adventures.
Well, I think that it's valuable to lower your expectations.
Yes.
And I don't mean,
yes,
that in a bad way,
yes,
but I think if you're like, well, we're going to go to the museum and we're going to look at, you know, 12 famous pieces of art and the kids are going to be engaged and excited about the whole time and your kids are 4, you might walk away feeling disappointed or, yeah, really frustrated.
Right.
And so instead, what if your expectation was I'm going to let my kids engage with 2 or 3 pieces of art that excites them. I don't even care who it's by or whether it's famous or not. Yeah. And then I'm going to show them one piece that excites me. And that's going to be the whole of our art experience. And,
yeah,
and it's, that is going to be plenty for, yeah, my little kids. Or we're going to go to an arboretum and we're going to walk around and look at plants and they're going to be like, this is really lame. Why are we here looking at plants? So instead, what could I do to help them engage with having a good time walking around looking at plants at the arboretum?
Right.
And the one time I did that and I made the kids a nature scavenger hunt. And, mm-hmm, so they all got a clipboard, which, I mean, what kid doesn't love a clipboard? They can walk, yeah, around, look professional, right? And I just had certain things that they were supposed to look for. And I have a couple kids who have dyslexia. So if they had to write a whole bunch or read a whole bunch, it was going to be really overwhelming. And that was going to definitely suck some of the joy out of the experience. So it was simple things like, you know, find a tree with yellow flowers. And if some of them, if they wanted to write the name down, they could, there was a space for that, but it just gave us a purpose as we were walking around. And it actually did allow us to engage with the activity way more than if we were just walking around like, oh, a cool tree. Wow. There's another cool tree. Like it actually gave us like a focus things yeah. To specifically look for, and it made it so much more engaging. So it's going to take, like I said before, it's going to take some sacrifice on your part. That's going to make you do a little bit of work the night before. But the payoff will be you're going to enjoy the experience so much more. So lower your expectations, but also maybe do some prep work. Think of how you can interact with your kids in these places in new ways. I think even simple things like make sure you pack really good snacks.
Yeah.
Snacks yeah. are key to success in
they
any.
They really are. They really are.
And some snacks for on the road there, right? Yeah. Some snacks for while you're there. Some yeah. emergency snacks when you're like, hey, guess what? I just found lollipops in my purse. Hallelujah. And snacks for the way home. Like be prepared. You got to be a Boy Scout when it comes to the snacks, right?
Yeah.
And then other things like making sure there are things that you can do, you know, like people are going to be melting down on the way home. Do you guys, mm-hmm. do you have a favorite audiobook? My kids love listening to audiobooks in the car. And can you start a new book so everybody's engaged, or put in a favorite one? Or do you have a favorite music that everybody likes to listen to, and you're going to save that for the way home so that there's less of a chance of being stuck in traffic and everybody's frustrated and somebody's crying in the back? Like, you got to plan ahead for these things, because yeah. when your kids are little, especially, spontaneity is awesome, but spontaneity actually requires a lot of planning.
Yeah, no,
but
I agree.
The goal is then when your kids get older. Like now I have all these teenagers and we can be spontaneous, and I can say like, hey, grab a couple things in your backpack. We're going to go do this. And
yeah.
they know what to pack. They can grab it fast and we can go out the door and we can be spontaneous. But that took years of working towards right. the goal. And right. so, yeah, those are some of the things that we've done over the years to get to the point where now, like, I mean, my kids could pack for a weekend backpacking trip in short notice because yeah. we did years of training to get there.
Yeah. I love like how real you are. And it's like, you're a mom of four. You're a pro at this, right? Like you've been through it. But over on like my Instagram account, people will ask me all the time, like, what is like your number one like mom hack? And I'm like, snacks.
Oh yeah.
You don't need all the products and all no. the things that they push on you for like bringing home new baby. You do not need all the containers and things that your baby sits in. You do not need them.
Yeah.
You need all the snacks for mom
yes.
and for the children.
That's right.
Somebody's going to have a hangry meltdown on yeah. every single adventure you go on, and you need to be prepared at all times.
Yes. It can make or break things. One.
It yes. does. It really does, yeah. you know? And if you don't have the snacks, you better be hitting a drive-thru or finding a local dairy corner to get a ice cream cone or something, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when your kids are young and you can't like leave everybody in the car. Well, yeah. you run into the grocery store because you ran right. out of snacks or whatever. Like
right.
you don't want to drag everybody into yeah. Target to like go get some crackers and cheese because you didn't pack enough yeah. or whatever. Like, I mean, it, like I said, like it does require some preparation, some work yeah. on your part. But honestly, I think like once you get into the hang of it, you even know, like we had like a specific lunch that we always packed for our same. Adventure days yeah. that were really easy. I packed because yeah. I didn't want to have to make sandwiches the night before yeah. and they'd get soggy, or I didn't want to try to do it in the morning when I'm stressed. So I would pack cheese, slices of cheese and slices of salami in a little cooler bag. And then I would get a baguette. And that was like fancy.
Yeah.
So I could, when we got there, I'd rip off a hunk of baguette, rip it open, put the salami and the cheese in. And it was like, the simplest lunch, but because it was a baguette, it was like, wow, this is fancy.
This is
and
so
good.
Fancy. We're on this like really great adventure with our fancy lunches. Yeah.
And I think it required such minimal prep on my part, but that was just like, so that just became like, that's the given. And that makes just the like decision fatigue. Like you don't have to think ahead. Like, what am I going to make? Like, we just know this is what the lunch will be. And then the additional things, as my kids get older, even just being able to set out the snacks on the table and then they would pick what they wanted and put it in their own backpack, like reaching that point where I'm still guiding them, like, here's your options, but they're packing it and carrying it themselves. Like each step along the way, it really does create like helping them prepare to be responsible and to, again, like reach that point where you can be spontaneous and say, let's go on this adventure. And they are ready because you've gotten them there slowly but surely.
Yeah. Greta, I'm curious because we are an adventure family as well, right? And we're like in the trenches with the little people still. But most of my kiddos do pretty well. So I'm curious that you're a mom of four and they're all four so different. Mm-hmm. Do you have one that is not an adventure kid?
Yeah, I do.
And how do you navigate your not
That's
adventure
a great
one?
Question.
Yeah.
Is actually my youngest, which is, I would say it's kind of harder for him in any ways because he not only is the one who would be more inclined to stay home and just relax. He loves being cozy, you know, he'll wear his like pajama onesie all day if he can. It's cozy, but then he's also got to keep up with the bigger kids. So like, you know, when I started with my oldest was little, like we weren't taking 5 mile hikes when he was 7 or 10. Like we worked our way up to that. But the youngest got thrown into this culture of like, oh yeah, we're doing a 5 mile hike today. Keep up, you know? So I would say for him, there is a lot more intentionality on my part to be with him. So like if, for example, we're doing a hard hike, like I'm with him. I will say, hey, can I carry your backpack for 5 minutes? I'm going to set my timer. Because, you know, at 10 years old, like I don't need to carry his backpack the whole hike, but I can surely carry it for a little while and give him a break. I will purposely carry things that I know are helpful to him, like a pack of gum or some, you know, like I said, those lollipops or leftover Halloween candy that I can dig out when we have to get up that last steep hill.
Yeah.
So just being aware of places where he's going to struggle and being with him in those places. That is helpful. It's not always, you get out, like you don't have to go. No, you're going to go with us, but how can we make it more pleasurable for you? And then sometimes letting him choose the place and it's something that maybe feels more babyish to the older kids. Or they're going to say, oh man, you know, like that's our least favorite. We don't want to do that one, but he gets a voice too. Yeah. So the person in the family who is less adventurous gets to sometimes pick an adventure that maybe everybody else is like, oh, that's not our favorite, but we're going to show up for each other.
Yeah. No, I love those ideas. Mine's my number three. And she is also very cozy. I call her my couch potato. And I like joke because it's just like, girl, you were like born into the wrong family. I'm so sorry. You know, but it's just like, she's so funny. It's like, we're going to like go do this fun thing today. I don't want to go nowhere. Poor thing. But she's four. So like, maybe you'll like come out of it a little more. Who knows?
Yeah, he's maybe definitely
always be.
My youngest is definitely, he is growing more, you know, excited about certain adventures, but he's also very clear about the ones that he doesn't like. And he'll say like, wait, that one, I know which one you're talking about. I do not like that one. I don't want to go. And that's okay. It's okay to express that this one isn't your favorite. And then even on occasion, there are times where I can see like that is something that he's really struggling with. And those are the times when I'm willing to say, okay, I hear you. This is not going to be a good fit for you today. You're really struggling. And just saying the big kids can go with a friend, or we're going to reschedule, or whatever it is, because I don't think it has to be always like, we're going to do this. Because like I said at the beginning, like, the adventure isn't the goal. The connection is the goal. So if we're breaking connection for the purpose of like, we have to get this done, then we're missing the whole point. So there should be moments of gentleness and compassion where we say, I choose you more than this event.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that that's so true. And just like being child-led, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I think that that's like a very important piece of parenting in general.
Yeah.
It's like, they're just people that want to be seen and heard and validated and loved. And it's our job to show up for those people.
Yeah.
You know? So your latest book has recently been released.
Yes.
100 Days of Adventure. And this book is so, so good. You shared a copy with me and I'm so appreciative, but it has nature activities, creative projects, field trips for every season. And I love that. Kind of tell us about how this book came to be, what people can find in it.
Okay. So I feel like this book is a little bit like, I called it earlier, like a love letter to my kids and to the adventures we've done together. But also there are some things that are like, I felt like I was channeling my inner 8-year-old when I wrote it. Like, what were the things that I loved to do when I was a little girl? Or what were the things I dreamed of doing when I was a little girl? So rather than just have it be like just kind of a hodgepodge, I decided to divide it by season, because I felt like if we could have 25 activities per season, that was a lot less overwhelming than just flipping through and being like, when can I do this? Or when can I do this? But also like, who needs 100 adventures for summer? Like, that's too much, right? So instead, if we could say, okay, let me look at the 25 and I'll pick, you know, 5 from them. Or, you know, if you're really into it, you can pick 10. But there's lots to choose from. And they're not all outdoors. Some are for outdoors. Some have to do with nature. But there are things of, you know, plenty of art activities. Like I said, I'm married to an artist. My kids are all artists. So that was a big part of it. Activities to do with books, with cooking, with music. And so the idea is that we want to create connection in a disconnected world. And I think kids are just becoming more and more dependent on technology, because that's the world that they live in, right? That's where they have to do a lot of school. Whether they're back in classrooms or not, there's activities that take place on screens. There's then you have a lot of activities that are their fun activities that take place on screens. And I wanted to invite kids to experience the world outside of screens. So whether that's connecting with nature, with books, with art, but there are lots of ideas out there. And I tried to put it just a wide variety in the book. And some of them are kind of old fashioned. Some of them are really simple. There are some that are more like big dreams, big adventures you could take, but a wide variety so that everybody could be served in a different way.
Yeah. And I love that, like, each one of like the activities, the projects, they all are like recipes. It's like what you'll need, how to do it. You know what I mean? And so it's very easy to navigate, and it kind of takes a lot of like the pressure off of coming up with some of these ideas. And then what do I do?
Right. Yes. That was another thing, because I mean, I remember so many times, especially when my kids were younger, than saying, I'm bored, I don't know what to do. And like, our temptation as parents, and I know I said it myself many times, was like, you have a whole room full of toys, like, go find something to do. But that is not always helpful. Like, they're coming to you because they're like, I don't know what to do with this room full of toys. Right. Yeah. And so if I could lovingly come alongside them and say, okay, here's a couple ideas. Which of those sounds good to you? Yeah. Then they would be like, oh, okay. And they could step into that and they didn't need me as much.
Yeah.
They just needed a push forward. But it's hard for us to think of all of those things.
Yeah.
So this book is kind of like, okay, hey, let's open it up. Let's try
something. Manual.
Yeah. But yeah. Also it was good for kids. I also thought, like, how wonderful if a kid could be reading the book, flipping through and say, oh, wow, this sounds amazing. And then invite you, their parent, and say, Mom, will you do this with me? And invite you into the connection, because we need to teach our kids what real life connection looks like. And right. So we invite them, but also it's really powerful for them to be able to invite us. And this gives them some tools to be able to do that.
Yeah, we love that. Greta, so tell me about being on the other side of, like, the parenting journey. Your kiddos are a little bit older than mine. I'm still, like, stuck back here in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Once you get to this other side, you're putting in all this work and the adventures and the connections in the early years and on. Is it as fruitful as I want it to be over there?
It is. You know,
do you have
these
wonderful connections with your kids, or am I doing it all for nothing?
No, the teen years, man, they're so fun. I've had, like, such a wonderful time with my teenagers, and I feel like they are fun people that I want to be with. And that really does start when they're little, because it's like, okay, if I can enjoy them when they're little and I let them know I enjoy being with them, then as they grow up, then I'm going to continue to invest and say, oh, I like being with you and I want to be with you. And so now that they're teens, like, I really do want to be with them. Like, they're fun people to hang out with. So part of that is just deciding, like, we're going to have a different story. Like, we're going to write it so that it's different for us. And it doesn't mean it's always perfect, because of course it's not. Right. Sometimes there's a lot of hormones going on around here. My hormones, their hormones. But it's just messy. To be able to say, like, hey, you know what? You're really hormonal right now. I understand. Cause so am I. Let's take a little space. I'm going to go in my room. No slamming doors. We're just going to take a minute.
And it's so just like those toddler years. You got to do that in the toddler years too.
It's not perfect, but it's worth it.
I work with teenagers, and people are always like, what the heck? You work with teenagers? Oh. Like, that sounds so horrible. I'm like, I love teenagers. I think that they're just, like, so misunderstood. Mm. I think that they're so insightful. They're so cool. And I know, but it's kind of like the toddler years at times, where, like, their brain just gets hijacked and like, what the heck is going on sometimes? And you just have to, like, do some breathing and some walking away and some like grounding up yourself and coming back. Like, okay, let's figure this out together. It's a whole ordeal, and it is messy.
It is. I mean, every age, right? Every age is has its own unique challenges, but totally the rewards for each age are great too. And I think for me, like, one of the most fun things having, like, created, like, we're adventurous, we're going to do these different activities together, is to now see them growing up and stepping into adventures that I'm like, man, that's really cool. Like, I want to do that. I want to be like you.
Can I come with you, please?
And oftentimes I can, and they push me, you know, they push me to do things that I might be more scared to do. Just a couple of weeks ago, we took a hike that was like 5 miles down this, like, just really rough road in the middle of nowhere, zero cell service. And I was driving real slow. The road was washed out in different places. And I was like, you guys, this is out of my comfort zone. Like, I'm not really enjoying this, but we're going to do it. And they're like, you can do it, Mom. They're cheering me on. And we made it. We did the hike. It was awesome. And on the way back, they're like, wow, you're driving so much faster. I was like, well, you know what? It's not as scary after you've done it one time.
Yeah.
It's like that. You guys helped me. Like, I didn't want to give up.
Right.
In front of you guys, you pushed me.
And
so it's cool to be kind of opposite roles sometimes now, because they're the ones pushing me.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, Greta, I loved this conversation so much. I love meeting another adventure mama because, like, that is like my love language, I think.
Me too. Like,
I just need to go. Like, when it was COVID time, when like the world locked down.
Yes.
And my girls, who are now 5 and 4, they were, gosh, how old were they? Like, when the world locked down, 3 and 2.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, who's the 5-year-old now, 3 then, she would wake up every morning and be like, where are we going today? Nowhere.
Nowhere. I know.
And it was so depressing, like, and just like putting myself back in like that memory. It was so horrible.
Yeah.
Every day she would wake up, Mom, where are we going today? Because we always, every day, like, had something to get out of the house.
Right.
You know, like, I cannot stay here. And so that was a hard time. So I'm like, getting back to like life and like the adventures and like, let's go do the things. There's so much out there to go see and do. And like, it doesn't have to be these grand big things.
Yes.
It can just be going to the nature center on a hike. You know, it can be something that's free. It can be something that's easy, a story time at library, you know?
Yes.
And they're so connecting and so good. So I am so thankful for your book to have new ideas.
Thanks.
Tell my listeners where they can find the book and where they can find you.
Okay. So the book is anywhere books are sold. It's on Amazon. It should be at your bookstores now. It just released last week. So it's out there and you can find it. It's called 100 Days of Adventure. And if you want to find me, I have a website, gretaeskridge.com, but I'm most active on Instagram. And you can just find me by looking for my name, Greta Eskridge, and I'll pop right up. And you'll see all of our adventures and all the other stuff that we've got going on there. It's a fun place to hang out.
Perfect. All those will be linked in the description of this podcast. And Greta, thank you so much for joining me. And cheers to more adventures.
Yes. That sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye.